Oh.
Admiral Vida Serrano rarely concerned herself with civilian matters unless they seemed likely to precipitate a war. Certainly, Lord Thornbuckle's assassination had been shocking, but she expected that it wouldn't make much difference in the long run. Someone else would be elected, a few ministers might change, and the inertia of the very large organization would keep everything going very much as usual. What could be frustrating when she wanted to make a change reassured her when she wanted stability. Her business, as she saw it, was to make sure her command was ready to deal with any exterior threat, which might see the momentary confusion as an opportunity to cause trouble. To that end, she had put herself on the list for updates on the rejuvenation problem, and had come to the same conclusion as the first Blue Ribbon panel charged with investigating it. A bad batch of rejuvenation drugs, purchased because they were slightly less expensive, and almost certainly manufactured at the Patchcock plant she had seen. The solution was also clear. Repeat rejuvenations with clean drugs for those who had not yet suffered significant damage, and supportive care for those who had, for whom another rejuvenation would mean prolongation of senile misery. She had co-signed the report when it was forwarded upstairs, and had also co-signed a letter suggesting that the manufacturer bear the expense of the repeat rejuvenations and the supportive care. And nothing had been done. The update list had disappeared. She'd asked headquarters and been told it was discontinued pending investigation of security problems. Headquarters had suddenly cut off funding for repeat rejuvenations without explaining why. Surely they understood how important it was. Fleet needed those people back at work, not to mention the individual's own need to be saved from senility and death. Vida approved as many rejuvenations as she could out of her discretionary fund, but she didn't have the money for all of them. She thought of contacting Marta Caterina Sainz, whose pharmaceuticals she trusted, but headquarters had put a gag order on rejuvenation. She wasn't even supposed to discuss it internally. Going outside would be grounds for court-martial, if she were found out. She wished she knew where all this nonsense was coming from, whether it was someone in Fleet, someone in the government. The Grand Council meeting the day after the funeral had elected Hobart Marathal Consoline as the new head of government, and he had appointed some new people to various defense-related committees. But Irian Solinari was still Minister of Defense, and he'd always been solid. She toyed with the idea of contacting him directly, but admirals who got involved with ministers went up like a rocket and down like the stick, in her experience. It was almost as bad for a career as marrying into a seated family. Most of these new appointees were only names to Vida Serrano. The Consolines and Moralines had been involved in the Patchcock mess, everyone knew that much. But she had searched the databases a long time to find Hobart Marathal Consoline, and then the only information she could get was a short official biography on the occasion of his taking his seat in council. Nothing in it indicated why the other families would choose him, unless it were a general desire to repudiate Thornbuckle and all his friends. She had reached this point in what had become an all-too-familiar reverie.
Admiral, there's a courier here from headquarters with a hand carry.
Hand carries were an outdated pain, in Vida's opinion, but some of the mossy backs at headquarters believed in them, especially the chief of personnel. Maybe it was the information she'd requested on the progress of other sectors in returning their rejuvenated senior NCOs to active duty.
Send him in.
To her surprise, Harris Serrano's acquaintance, Commander Lavati, Arash or Aram, came in with the case under his arm. Not Commander, she realized, as the obviously new star on his collar twinkled. Admiral Minor.
Congratulations. I hadn't heard about your promotion.
She hadn't heard that a promotion board was even meeting. She should have heard. Another tiny alarm rang in her head. He looked shamefaced, almost as if he wanted to dig a guilty toe in her carpet.
Admiral, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but thank you anyway.
Excuse me?
I don't know if you heard that we have a new Minister of Defense?
No. Solinari's out?
Yes. Out and gone. Nobody had a chance to talk to him. The word is, he left Castle Rock and went home, and he's not giving interviews to anyone.
I see.
Vida wondered what they had done to Solinari, who had never shrunk from interviews, who had spoken his mind in spite of everyone. tried to guess what could send a Solinari back to whatever world he'd come from, and put a lock on his tongue. She felt cold, considering.
The short of it is that the new speaker didn't like what Solinari told him about the rejuvenation problem, and he's appointed someone who will do what he's told without question. The new speaker does not believe that the problem with NCO rejuvenations is entirely the fault of the pharmaceuticals.
Of course it is! The data clearly show—
Data can be manipulated. The speaker seems convinced that the data were manipulated, perhaps by special interest groups influencing scientists and the research facilities.
He wants the data manipulated.
That's not for me to say.
Levati paused, and Vita stared at him, taking in the warning she'd just been given.
And what else, then?
Given the possibility, yet to be investigated, that the failure of the NCO rejuvenations was not entirely due to problems with the drugs, but to some idiosyncratic response— Right now they're talking about the level of inbreeding in Fleet families, I understand, though you didn't hear that from me.
As if their families weren't inbred.
We are not registered embryos, so they said. Given that possibility, they say, then there is concern about the stability of rejuvenations of senior officer personnel as well. It has been decided that all rejuvenations of Fleet personnel must be investigated thoroughly, beginning with those of flag rank.
Vita Serrano stiffened in her chair.
They can't be serious.
Yes, sir, they are. They've extended the medical hold to all personnel, officers included, and specifically including flag officers whose rejuvenations are more than 10 years old. They're to be relieved of active duty until medical evaluations are complete.
But...
To his credit, Levati looked almost as unhappy as she felt. If he felt any triumph, he was concealing it well.
Admiral, I know it's unprecedented. This whole mess is unprecedented. It is leave with pay. At least full pay for those below commander, half pay for those above.
Which is nearly every officer involved. Besides, they know my rejuve is stable. I was one of the first. It's been over 25 years.
Yes, sir, but...
And who do they think is going to take over all of a sudden? The losers they didn't want to waste rejuve on? Or even promote? No. Don't answer that. I didn't say it. You didn't hear it. Blast!
Vita swung her chair away from her desk, staring through the bulkhead into decades of memory. All lay clear to her inward sight, vista after vista, crisp images, faces, names, relationships. They were wrong. They had to be wrong. Nothing blurred her mind. She swung back.
Fine, then. I'll take myself off duty, hike down to medical. They can take a look and put me back on.
No, sir. Please. Would the Admiral look at the orders?
Which you didn't draft, I presume. All right.
Vita looked at them, read them carefully, every word of every old-fashioned paper sheet. Worse than bad. Mandatory immediate release from active duty. Immediate replacement by officers specified. In her case, Admiral Minor Levati. Immediate surrender of all communications devices, encryption-decryption devices, data access devices.
I'm sorry, Admiral. I think it's unreasonable and ridiculous to make flag officers leave their quarters and their duty stations so fast.
Vita was past the first flash of anger now, and her brain had moved into combat speed computation.
Makes sense if someone really wants us gone, though. Rush us out, make sure we can't contact our friends still on active duty, except by monitored channels, make sure we have no access to files.
I have a room in the transient officer's bay. I see no reason to enforce this to the letter.
Vita looked up and caught sympathy on his face. Harris had said he had his good points.
Don't you? Then you're more of a fool than I ever thought, young man. When the wind changes, so must the sails. If you don't enforce your orders, you won't last long. I'll be out of here by the deadline.
Yes, but I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to do.
Vita gave him a wide Serrano grin, full teeth, and he paled, the freckles standing out.
You'll do your job, son, the same way I did mine, and learn it the same way, too. Scary to get what you always wanted, isn't it? Now, if you'll excuse me, I need to clear my desk. Sandy, come on in. We have a situation.
Within the hour, she had started the process that would transfer command of Sector 7 to Admiral Minor Levati. No big change of command ceremony, because there was no time for it if they were to make the deadline. She called in her staff, advised them of the orders, and had them start briefing Levati, who had just come from Sector 5, about the peculiarities of Sector 7. While they did so, she began peeling out her personal files from the official ones stored under her codes. She would definitely take with her the files on rejuvenation, for instance. Should she offer Levati copies? No. If he were found to have them, he might get in trouble. What about the scant information she'd collected on the new powers in the Grand Council? Maybe. Lists of family members on active duty, people from whom she might legitimately, well, almost legitimately, seek information. All the Admiral Serrano had been rejuved, so all would be affected. From Davor, now a third year at the Academy, to Gossen. Her nose wrinkled at the thought of trying to work with Gossen, who was one of the rare light-skinned Serranos, though that was only the most obvious of her problems. The list included 17, because Harris's parents had just retired. Baron's mother was still on active duty, but his father had retired to take over as the Serrano family's agent.
Vida, it's Kadar Levati. Have you heard this ridiculous order taking rejuved admirals off duty?
Just saw the orders, Gadar. One of yours brought them to me, in fact. Nice, shiny new star young Arash has.
Well, what are we going to do about it?
I don't know about you, but I'm going to take myself off active duty. Were you one of the experimentals, too?
Yes. There's not a thing wrong with my brain but the smoke coming off it from this nonsense.
Gadar, this is no time...
To start trouble, I know, but at a time like this with Thornbuckle gone, we need experienced leaders.
If we've done our job, our juniors can take over.
You're an optimist. By the way, what do you hear from Copper Mountain?
Nothing. Should I?
Well, you know my brother Arcot's in the Judicial Division.
Yes?
He's been investigating the records of prisoners sent to Copper Mountain's secure facilities, that Stack Islands thing, because that's one of the places that Lepescu stashed your niece's crew.
And?
And he turned up something interesting. Lepescu's juniors, the ones too far down to have been caught with their hands in the honey jar after he was killed, have been cycling through Stack Islands. Not his prisoners, but his guards. Not all the guards, of course, but some of them.
Oh, my.
If you wanted to recruit desperate and dangerous personnel, even those who serve their terms and aren't discharged are going to have that mark against them, you could hardly do better than to start there.
And you think they're up to something, of course. Any idea what?
Another mutiny? Perhaps a breakaway?
In service to whom? What kind of financial backing do they have?
I haven't been able to find out anything. I've always rather wondered if Lepescu wasn't close to the moral lines given his involvement in Patchcock.
He made things worse. The whole thing rebounded.
Yes, but in the long run, it cemented moral line control. Got the Familius as a whole bad publicity.
You didn't say anything about that at the time.
No, I didn't realize it at the time. I was all the way over in One, chatting up those Lone Star Confederation diplomats. I hate staff rotations.
Vida didn't rise to that bait.
It's only recently, after your... adventure there, that I began looking into it.
Well, there's nothing we can do now but go home like good little children. I hope they realize what an opportunity this is for foreign interests. Not to say anything against your family member, Gadar, but your new Admiral Minor almost turned up his toes when he realized he was about to be responsible for the sector most likely to be attacked by the New Tex Militia with only 36 hours of OJT.
My heart bleeds. I hope these are only temporary ranks, because the instant they check us out medically, I'm going to be back in my office.
I hope it's quick. But if someone wanted to get rid of us, or some of us, all they'd have to do is delay the medical.
You Serranos are so cheerful.
You Levadis are so lively.